Proverbs chapter 5, verses 21 through 23. These are God's words. For the ways of man are before the eyes of Yahweh, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man. He is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. My dear children, there is something that is ingrained in the fleshliness of our hearts that always makes it feel like our sin is worse when people see it. And you can, if you are forgetful of God, in which case then you are the fool who is the atheist, who says in his heart there is no God, because being forgetful of God is saying in your heart that there is no God. But there is a tendency from our fleshliness, from our original nature, from Adam, to be terrified that someone else might know that we are sinful, or that we might get caught sinning, or even that we might get punished for sinning. But to feel okay with sin, so long as I don't get punished, or so long as I don't get caught, or so long as I don't get seen. And this is especially true of the lust of the heart, which no one can see, and even of sin that comes out of the lust of the heart. It was true even before internet and wicked books and magazines and there were just the adulteress and the immoral woman. The verse right before this one in Proverbs 5 is, "For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and embraced in the arms of a seductress?" Men still today, sometimes famous men, sometimes famous ministers, it is revealed that even with a woman, they have been doing things that they would have been horrified if someone else saw, and they would have been horrified to be caught, and they would have been horrified to be punished. And yet, verses 21 through 23 says, someone does see, and they are caught, and they shall be punished. Do not fall for the lies of that kind of sin, or any other kind of sin, that, oh, it would be horrible if someone saw this. Someone sees it, and it is the only someone that matters. The ways of a man are before the eyes of Yahweh, and he ponders all his paths. The Lord sees, and the Lord notices, and the Lord cares. It's not just like the Lord is a Google satellite that sees everything but doesn't really pay that much attention to what is going on, if that's true of Google satellites. The Lord sees everything we do, and he is paying careful attention to, pondering, responding, rightly understanding, and rightly assessing, and interacting with whatever we do. This is the great encouragement of the believer in Psalm 11, right? When the wicked are in control and they seem to be destroying the foundations, and what can the righteous try? You know, the Lord is in his holy hill, and his eyelids are testing the sons of man, and he hates the wicked, and he's going to destroy them. Well, we need to remember that with respect to our own sin. Someone does see. And if you are sinning, you are already caught. The sin has caught you. His own iniquities, verse 22, entrap the wicked man. He is caught in the cords of his sin. Okay, so you're not getting away with anything ever. And the old saying, your sin will find you out. Your sin has already found you out. It has trapped you like someone tying you up with long rope and tough knots. He shall die for lack of instruction. and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray, or wander, or be cast out. So all sin must ultimately be punished. This is why the cross of Jesus Christ was necessary, because there's no such thing as a sin that has been gotten away with. There is no sin that ever is gotten away with. And it should not make you feel better about the sin if Jesus has paid for it. And if you feel good about the sin, if that makes you feel okay about the sin, then there's really, you know, quite possibly a question of whether or not it's really a paid for by Jesus' sin. How can you comfort yourself that your sin is forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ if the Holy Spirit, who is the one who gives faith in Jesus Christ, hasn't also given you grief over the sin so that you're not comfortable with it? And so this is very, very important with all sin, but it comes at the end of Proverbs 5, in which they've been dealing with the sin of lust. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with the sin of lust and delighting in your wife instead of anyone else, or your husband, if you are a lady by reciprocal. You can see that, I'm sure. But this is true of all sin. It is always seen, and you are always caught, and it is always punished. Now, this should make you very sober and watchful against and thankful to God for deliverance from your own sinfulness and sinning. But it should also give you some comfort. For when you have been sinned against by someone who seems like he's getting away with it, and you're telling the appropriate authorities and no one is believing you, so it seems like no one sees, and it seems like they're not caught, and it seems like they're not punished. But God sees, and they are already caught in their sin, and they shall be punished. And you may take comfort from the justice and vengeance of God. In fact, you may even be brought to pity and pray for the conversion of the one who is doing it, because the hell that they will pay if it is not forgiven in Christ is beyond imagination. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, you know, because you see, and you see how ensnared and caught we are with the remaining sins, the indwelling sins. You see how much help we need, and you have sympathy and you have compassion. So you've given us passage like this to tell us the truth by your Spirit. We pray now that your Spirit would make that truth to penetrate our hearts, that this passage would be useful to us in the battle against sin, in the putting of it to death, in the chasing after righteousness, so that by you, your Spirit, applying your word to us, we would grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, and you would be producing in us that holiness which is necessary if we are to see you, O Lord. I pray for my children, Lord, that you would not let them get trapped and deceived and destroyed like so very many in our world today, because the lie that no one sees is so much easier to tell ourselves. We do thank you for things like the surveillance state and government spying in electronic things and all of those others. Not, O Lord, because it is right and just on their part, but because it is useful to ourselves to know that nothing is ever secret and you don't ever get away with anything. We thank you for reminding us of this, which has always been true with respect to you, which is what matters most. O Lord, help us have more respect to you than to anyone or to anything else. Grant these prayers to our family, we pray, and bless to us meditation upon this portion of your word as we go through the rest of our day. Remind us of your greatness and your glory. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.